This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The driver in a collision that closed Washington and Powell Streets in Whitehall for hours on Sunday was shot to death. Jacques Cribbs, age 19, was killed around 9 a.m. Cribbs' vehicle continued north on Powell after he was shot and collided with a car headed west on Washington Street. Whitehall Police Chief Paul Rokenbach said the investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information about the case is asked to call 642-5111. A downtown Whitehall venue was the site of an apparent melee Sunday morning that ended in gunfire. Whitehall police were called to functions at 910 South Madison Street around 2 a.m. Two vehicles in the building sustained an estimated $4,000 in damage. No witnesses or victims were located. The investigation is continuing. The Highway Patrol investigated an 18-wheeler wreck this morning that ended with a fire. The tractor-trailer struck a moving van at the Hallsboro exit on U.S. 74 shortly before 7 a.m. The pre-dawn wreck snarled traffic in the area for hours. The 18-wheeler burned, but the driver sustained only minor injuries and no one was in the moving van at the time. Warm, dry weather is coming back with the only a minor chance for rain this week. Officials are concerned we may be entering into another dry spell with worsening wildfire conditions. Meteorologist Christopher Cawley has the full weather breakdown on our website. Only one of 26 vape and tobacco shops that were raided in Brunswick County last week had no contraband, according to the Brunswick County Sheriff's Office. A sweep of the businesses turned up hundreds of pounds of drugs, including psychedelic mushrooms, over 600 pounds of marijuana, THC gummies, and illegal vape products. The investigation started after a child overdosed on THC gummies last summer. Public comments will return to the top of the page for the next county commissioner's meeting. Chair Laverne Coleman said that he decided to move comments to the end in an attempt to make the meetings move a little slower. But after second thought and multiple complaints from the public, he said it will be returned to the top. Coleman said the move was not intended to deprive people of their right to speak to the board. The Central and Eastern North Carolina Food Bank will host another food distribution on April 19th in Chavern. There are no ID, residency, or income requirements. Volunteers are needed for the event, however. See this story online for more information. Gator Fest is coming up April 26th at Lake Waccamaw. You can enjoy vendors, live music, fun for the kids, and so much more. It's going to be at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Last year's event was larger than anticipated. Organizers hope this year is even bigger than that. Barbecue on the Bluff is also April 26th, and organizers have added a new event to the Fair Bluff favorite. The Oinkle Walk along the River Walk. We'll see which little piggy makes it to the finish line first. To sign up, go to fairbluff.com. Springtime is fishing time for most folks, and the Wildlife Commission is warning about an invasive bass that looks like our native largemouths. Alabama bass are being spread intentionally and by accident across the state. Alabamas have a longer, narrower head than largemouths. We get about the same size, but they will outcompete native fish species. The good news is they eat the same as a largemouth bass. If you catch an Alabama bass, remove it from the waterway and contact the Wildlife Commission. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.